My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Heavy metal, as we cross over into another area of bad behinds, and that is Grant Danny. I'm telling you what, man. Woo! Hercules, Hercules! Darius and crew, and we will take you all the way through to the bottom where we will, Zion will step in. We had Steve, who I guess went on to brighter pastures, Dax in Calvert County. Thank you for being patient. What's on your mind? Still got Dax?
Hey, you there, Jax?
Jax not there? Okay. Well, then I know that Charlie out in College Park, he would never leave the guard shack not guarded. Charlie, how are you?
I'm good, man. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
I'm out here cooking in the weather, working on my roof. Mm-hmm. It's low humidity. Thank you, Lord. Now,
yes,
I know you like it when people pay attention to your directions and answer your questions when you put them out, so I'm not going to waste any time. I like to tell you about the commanders when I'm done. If all expenses paid and I got luxury suites and this and that, my heart would be with the commanders in Tampa. That's my number one. It'll always be my number one. But number two, actually, if all expenses paid, I want to see Baltimore beat KC. Where are they playing?
That's why I said the home team was eliminated from it. So you would be in Chiefs Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that'll be raucous to say the least. But I hope Baltimore gives them a big battle. I think they will. I don't know anything about Baltimore other than they picked up the running back, and they're always tough on defense. But KC's going to come at you, and they're playing at home. Those people are crazy out there, as well they should be.
Yeah, well, it's so different because you lost three nuggets on your defense, which was ferocious.
Yeah.
DC, you may be better, but you may not be. We don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we all have the right to predict, but we don't know.
No, none of us know. A lot of people think they know. They call in. Everybody is going at their heads enthusiastic. I'm realistic. You and I know, being old ballers.
Yeah.
Games are won offensive and defensive line. I like to tell you just so I know who's going to show up for Washington. Bobby Jackson, of course. Mm-hmm. Terry McLaurin, of course. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Allen, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I can't remember his maiden side. But I know there's people that are going to show up. And that's what counts when you don't know what you got yet and you're playing away from home and you're playing a good defense. Todd Bowles, of course, is waiting for Jaden Daniels. He's salivating. But I like the chances. I'm not going to predict anything. I'm not crazy.
No, it's okay. It's okay to be crazy.
No, not me. I'm realistic. I've been around too long. I love them,
so
as you well know.
Slightly crazy. It's okay.
Slightly crazy?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm catching a plane down there, and I'm signing a one-game contract. How's that crazy?
Yeah, it's a missing moment. Charlie, appreciate you, man.
All right, Doc. Take care.
Getting your stuff done outdoors. I think we got Jack. Jack's back in Calvert County.
Well, Burling Gold. Thanks for taking my call, Doc.
My man. My man. What's up?
Hey, I'm kind of deviated from the topic. I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but I was always curious about what's the origin of Doc, the name Doc, for yourself. I'll hang up and listen on radio. Happy holidays.
We have to put it in letter form because we don't want to kill the momentum of the show. And
okay.
But I hear where you're coming from. This, like most things, abbreviation is something that's so foul we can't say on public air. So we left it to that. But you just did a Sheehan. That's a Kevin Sheehan move. To when we got momentum flowing, and then he comes in and hits you under the belt, knowing you're not going to reveal it, but does it anyway because you built that way. And that's why I love you, man. Jack, you have a great day.
I appreciate you, Doc.
No problem, man. Get mad at a man for trying to take a shot. It's not
I had to try,
thing.
Doc.
No problem. I'd be mad at you if you didn't try. Silver Spring is our next move, but we never disrupt the flow of where we're going. No conductor would ever allow that to happen. Okay, Junkyard, JYD.
Good What's morning. Up, Doc?
Happy Labor Day. Oh, man, you know what time it is, man. This is Labor Day. It's all good.
Many moons. That's what's going down. The Chiefs will rise up, and we will astitute our counterparts. You might be ashamed of your name, the Commanders, now, but we know who you truly are, and you will fight with the Chiefs. And we will be fighting with the Ozarks, the Cheyenne, the Sioux, the Crow, the Chippewa, and we will make war on all the NFL.
I like it. Sounds good. I'm not going to chase you down that rabbit hole because it does strike, you know, the Chiefs, the Braves. We've done this before as to why one is singled out. One's this, one's that. But you know what? At this point,
recently.
Hey, man, it don't. I'm done. I just need to win no matter what we are wearing, what we are called. Enough is enough. I mean, because it's not happening quick enough for me. And being in last place, I mean, does it really matter what they call you if you're not worthy of being called a champion? I can't mess with it no more. Not the guy.
Then to win Sunday, you must go against a counterpart that you know that will be lying in wait for you.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Bowles.
Yep. Yep,
and he will bring his defense, and he's going to bring the pressure from all sides.
Yep, yep. Well, the one thing that here that they have going for them is that is truly the unknown, because even J.P. Finley and company, I don't even think they know exactly what the plan of attack is going to be.
We know what the plan of attack is.
In the first quarter, they do have that element of surprise. You do? What is it then, JYD? You tell us.
Like I said, he's going to come from all sides. He's going to blitz you. He's going to do all.
Oh, we know Todd. Yeah, we know what Todd's going to do, but Todd doesn't know what he's going to do it against. Is my point. But I appreciate the call. Thank you.
All
good
right.
To hear you enthusiastic, boy. JYD. Metal, have you heard JYD that fired up before?
It's been a little bit, man.
It's been a minute, man. He was really. He
you know, usually we're.
Up.
I feel like we're doing shows in the morning or something, so maybe it's the afternoon now. He's a little more, you know.
That's the most energetic I've heard JYD. You know, he goes to Rick. He gets aliases, which I ain't mad at him, but that was good. Yeah, that was. That was really good. Listen, man, why wouldn't you be excited? If the weather permits, people are out in their backyard, and if you have a backyard and you're in it and you're cooking and you're doing your version of Tailgate Ted, why not? What is there not to be thrilled about? I mean, there's enough going on in the world that we could pick topics. If you just have a day to smile, smile. Go ahead and run with this thing, man. I got to go with a little baseball for a second because I don't know if my boy Shohei Ohtani is getting his love. I know the 40-40 club is pretty exclusive. Acuña, you know, this brother gets hurt and I feel so bad. He's so much fun to watch. I mean, when you get speed and power, that's why Bonds thing comes up that we don't get a chance to really give our athletes the spotlight that they deserve for whatever reason. But look, the 40 for 40 club, Canseco's in it too. And Canseco, you look and people go, A-Rod's in it too. So Acuña and Soriano are the two guys that really aren't under, quote, can we say, questioned? In the 40-40 club, 40 bombs, 40 bases stolen, and Shohei's looking at 50-50? And been no rumors, no questions about any substance interaction?
Well, he's,
are you in awe?
He is already the first player to ever have a 43-43 season. I know it doesn't sound cool with the zeros at the end.
No, but it don't sound
nobody's
cool,
ever done that before, and he's no already one. Done that this weekend now.
No one. Yeah, yep. No one. But are you with me on the 40-40 club, but yet three of the participants have had a little bit of association with something outside the realms.
Yeah, Barry Bonds on there, too, I know, yeah.
Well, Canseco, Bonds, and Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Look, all of them ballers. Ballers, flat-out ballers. What they did, whether they did, whatever.
Well, I'll tell you this.
We saw before.
Jose Canseco.
And they were killers before.
Jose Canseco has quite the personality, we'll say. But, man, that book he wrote, you know, most of that has come true. Most of those things that he said about all those players that all denied everything, called him a liar, called him all these names.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he came clean, man. He made other people come clean, whether they wanted to or not, but he came clean.
See, you're one of the few that'll just call it for what it is. And I'm going, this is baseball's little secret that they play rough and tough. And look, I think Pete, as a manager, crossed a line that you can never, ever take back. But this is one that I don't know if they'll solve it in our lifetime. But it does make you think. And I remember... They call him Skinny Barry. Barry Bonds at any point in time was as great as he was. Some of this is funny. Shohei, a little bit of West Coast bias because having lived on both places considerably half of my life, I get it now. It is a difference. But this dude, what he's doing is silly. And wait till he gets back on the mound.
And I was like, not even counting the pitching, he's a ridiculous hitter. He, you know, certainly one of the top five ever, it seems like, already. You know, I mean, you're putting him up there with Pete Rose and those guys, you know?
Yeah. No, I just, you know, it's so much going on. Scottie Scheffler, you can look at Scottie and say now, too, when you see dudes that are doing things, they make the abnormal seem normal. I just think you have to take a pause and go, hey, man, we see you. We may not be beating the drum as loud as some others, but for God's sakes, let it be known. We see you. And, yeah, you that dude. I mean, he was $25 million on a tournament. You look around, every time I look up and I go, my God, he won again? And I go, and I'm not watching all 36 holes and all 72 holes, but what I do know is I do recognize game. And the medal, too. And, you know, he didn't have a child. The wife does. But you still feel it as a man. You in there with your girl. And I'm going, man, this dude is, he bionic. Do I feel like he's being underplayed? Is it me? Seemed like if Tiger did the same thing at the same time, it would have generated a lot more noise. Now, is that because of Tiger, or is that because of how we cover it?
I mean, do you think part of it's just because he's not an American? You know?
I don't know. I'm just
throwing out. I mean, we love our American heroes, you know,
in this country. Yeah, but I'm telling you
what I feel. Coming out of the Olympics here and stuff, we love our American sports heroes.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe it's because he's not an American. Maybe he doesn't have these quotes after a game because he speaks Japanese, and through an interpreter, we only hear what he says. But, you know, you get these guys that have
a
catchphrase or a pretty smile after every game, and they do something big, and, you know, like, you know, and Shohei doesn't have that, you know?
He doesn't, but I'll tell you what. I just thought, I said, I cannot have a live microphone and not at least throw it out there and say, do you guys, and we're all different. We all look at things differently. We consume our sports in different levels, and certain things are exciting to some and boring to others. Some have some interest in it, not the others. Some adore college football like yours truly. Some don't. I don't know how you can, but people don't. And they have the right to like what they like and not. But I'm glad that for the most part, this audience showed that we're more than just sports geeks. The Ricky Pearsall story was the story of the weekend to me. There was nothing, to me personally, that rated higher than this brother getting hit, shot point blank, no arteries, and gone through and cool, and he's clean.
I didn't even know that could really happen. I didn't think there's a place where you could just be shot and it go through you and not hit something that's important.
Well, we've heard they call it through and through. Maybe I'm watching too much of Law and Order, but... Law and Order, dude, there's just nothing better. Law and Order, the good ones, the mysteries with the right music.
I used to watch SVU a lot.
Used to? What do you mean used to?
Well, when it was who was the guy? It was Mariska Hegarty and the guy when they were. He left at some point. I kind of stopped watching the show.
Yeah, but he's back. He's come back.
Oh, is he?
Again.
All right.
Yeah, he's come back in one or the other. Yeah, this,
yeah, they were so great together, and then they left. God. Then he left and kind of went to do something else, and I kind of stopped watching so much because their chemistry on camera was just great.
It was incredible.
Yeah,
it was incredible. And those are the ones that get you going, you know. People, Law and Order, but people have. I used to be envious of Seinfeld followers because I never got into it because it was up against Man Called Hawk. And so you're probably going, what the hell is Man Called Hawk?
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, because you were in the Seinfeld. They were up together. They were on the same time. You couldn't watch both. And this is pre-VCR.
Yeah.
This is pre-technology. And I love it when you're talking to young people, you know, like Zion and them. When you say that you didn't have VCR, you couldn't record it. They look at you like, what?
Well, not only could you not record it, you couldn't just go online and watch it anyway.
You couldn't go, like you couldn't. You couldn't do so many things you couldn't do.
I don't think anybody records anything anymore. You just find it somewhere else. You know what I mean? I missed this thing. I'll find it on YouTube or Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
And you just go find it. Like, you don't even have to bother recording
it. But the VHS, the cassettes. I mean, I had my little box that was so neat that I, you know, wrote and had my label. I mean, those of us that went through the cassette era, and we're labeling them the whole bit. And some of you right now, you nodding your heads because you know you did it too. We were so proud of them cases we had. And I remember the album era, people that loved that wax. And the album cover. You think I ever thought the album cover would die? Would not be gigantic? Yeah, man, living through it, you go, and then with sports and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, that's, yep.
I mean, you take it for granted. You just take it for granted. Four preseason games, or six, or like this camp, 3. What is that? Man, it was 6 weeks. So things change, and even, the most disciplined or Neanderthal, you have to be able to change. You got to be able to adjust. Otherwise, you'll become extinct. Stay with us. Quick break. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Doc Walker, heavy metal in for Grant and Danny. And we'll be passing the baton over to Willingham, a.k.a. Zion. And it'll be interesting. And he'll be on some form of a... you know what we might get today? The Nail Super Six-Pack. And I'm sure he will knock that out today. Seminole fans, where are you? And are your teeth chattering? Are you shaking in your boots? I wonder how uncomfortable you are now that BC is under a little bit of new leadership. It, you know, the expectations, you want them. You want high expectations. I thought what Miami did down at the Swamp was vicious. And that's what we want. Love rivalries. Don't want to see it faked. Want to see it for real. And, you know, we ask all the time, is the U back? The U is one of those schools that, I don't know about you, but just things are better when they're in it. I love the style. I love the fact that when they are rolling, football's just better to me. They have a swashbuckler type style, but it was good for the game because it wasn't about being individuals. It was how they locked together as a team. And their culture was about work, handling your business on the field and outworking each other. So I'm a big supporter of what the Canes represent and how they go about it. And so how could you not like what the Gators had done as well? I thought it was an evenly matched rivalry, and that's what you want. I want King Kong Godzilla. I don't want a mismatch. I just want to see it get done. Where are you at with Clemson right now? And much respect. Their first year at the ACC, I was doing games, and I just had so much respect for where they were going. My dear friend and former strength and conditioning coach with the world champion Burgundy and Gold, Jim Spiros, and now, you know, entrepreneur and a very successful businessman. You know, he is a Clemson Tiger, and he's an NCAA champion and a Super Bowl champion. A lot of pride with the program. But, brother, I'm telling you right now, it ain't looking good. He's going against the grain. I wonder, do you have an opinion about what's going on in Clemson? I still consider him a power, but I got to take the super ahead of that off. I can no longer refer to them as a superpower.
I mean, with all these, here's part of it to me, with all the shakeups in the divisions and the portal and everything in college football, it's real easy to go from being a powerhouse program to not much bigger than a mid-major almost overnight, it seems. And I think we're going to see more of this kind of stuff. I think I'm starting to see the teams that are getting those top quarterbacks are the ones that are going to start being good. And then when that quarterback leaves, you better find another one real quick because somebody else is going to pop up if you don't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
that is right. My guy, the Master Stag, Andre Jones, he's in a overtime match in pickleball. He got a chance to win a
overtime
championship. I told him to keep playing. Well, you know, he's a stag. Come on, man. You know stags. They're somewhat, you know, it's highbrow. So they don't, not like they'd be out there, like, you know, running a little hoops or what. No, he's playing pickleball.
You could be playing Danny Ruya. I know he's big into the pickleball.
Yeah, but you know Rouye's doing it to train. One thing about Danny, he's consistent. He's constantly trying to put himself in a position so he can eat whatever he wants to eat. I mean, this is why I work out. Why do you work out?
Just have the exercise sometimes, man. I mean, I do a lot of sitting around the studios, man.
Okay, you get a politically correct answer.
I like working here, but you don't get a lot of movement in. You don't get a lot of movement in this building.
That is true. That is true. Movement's the key. The key, man, it's so important to move, to keep moving. And Danny does a great job because he shares his challenges. And that's a big man to do that, to share his challenges and to be open about it. And he goes out and, you know, gets that cardio in and weight training. But so, Dre, I say, yeah, keep playing. Go in and try to win. And then we'll as long as you do it in a passionate sense, like John Booty, we had John Booty with us over the weekend, and another guy who lays it on the line in the gym, in the weight room, you know, training, like Ken Harvey. Ken Harvey might be as strong right now today as a lot of guys playing, which is frightening. You know, it's absolutely frightening. But the Seminoles, so your gut, I'm not asking if you're a player, because that's personal. You can play or not play. But you feel good about the Seminoles tonight against Boston College.
I don't know how you can be after last Florida State game. I mean, I'm not a big Florida State fan, but I do have a good friend that went there. And I actually visited him down in campus one time years ago. He got his master's degree down there. And I went down there for spring break with some other friends to visit down in Florida State. So I have been there, and it's a beautiful campus. But...
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a horse in that race, per se, but I'll tell you, after the start to their season, I don't know how you can feel comfortable about them doing anything right now. I mean, you want to see something where you're like, okay, that was a fluke, because their next three games they just completely dominated. Unless they do something like that, I don't know, man.
Well, they'd be glad that the new, you know, opening up to 12 team, the series, the whole nine yards. And
I do
also
feel they got burned bad last year by not being allowed in on that. That was,
yeah, we could debate it. I always use the Dolphins and Earl Morrall. If that were the case, then how the Dolphins, the only team to be undefeated, which is really saying something about pro ball. Nobody's done it but Miami. Nobody.
Yeah, the Pats almost did, but
yeah, we've almost done a lot of things in life. Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, I also feel that this is sometimes controversial to people, but that year was the year the Patriots got caught filming the Jets in week one.
Yeah,
and I feel if you get caught cheating, you should be forced to forfeit a game if you're doing that.
Yeah.
And they never would have had the almost undefeated season because their first game would have been a loss.
Yeah.
But you know, I guess the NFL doesn't give you a loss if your team is caught cheating. So
you're uncomfortable even talking about it.
Well, I don't need a flood of callers telling me that I'm just some Tom Brady hater or something.
Well, yeah, but that's okay. But that's all right. That's all right because there are – our society is somewhat split when it comes to that. You can find just as many people that will say that if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. How often have you heard that?
Yeah, but those are the people that cheat, so I don't really.
Well, I'm just saying, but it's a lot of it, though. You hear a lot of it. The Patriots are not.
See, this is the thing.
They don't lose any street cred.
I was brought up
like
this.
You know they cheated, and they have lost no street cred whatsoever.
Well, they have to me, but yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, here's the way I was brought up. The argument that other people are doing something wrong makes it okay for you to do something wrong. Doesn't justify your own. You get to make your own actions and choices. So just because everyone else is cheating doesn't mean you can cheat too. I don't know.
Yeah, but here's why our deal is better than being at a bar right now only talking to four people. We can be talking to 40,000 or talking to 40 million. But we're saying what people should be able to discuss in more open forms.
Sure.
We can discuss things and not let it get out of hand, but it needs to be discussed. Because if not, you never come to any clarity over it. You know daggone well they did it. And yet people are going, okay, cool, we're all right with it. But I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. How can we consider this dude the GOAT and that other guy running it the GOAT? And they cheated. And you know they cheated.
Yeah, and you had the deflated balls and who knows what else.
They did all
that.
You
know, I heard all the rumors of all the internet would go out when they were trying to, you know, overtimes or whatever, like two-minute drills for the opponent, and suddenly the internet goes out or their headsets go out. They can no longer communicate to the quarterback on the field doing a two-minute drill.
Okay.
Like, it's a random power outage, you know.
Yeah, they're creative.
You know.
How about the Boston Garden? Where Red Auerbach, the water was ice cold for the opponents or whatever. You know what I mean? Thing that happened accidentally.
Yeah.
They were talking about dead spots on the floor. Man, you can go back and go overtime. That's why Coach Thompson, it was so cool. He was sharing things with us that we might not normally have been told or heard about. And it's the gamesmanship. And it's probably a lot more of it that goes on. I'm glad we can discuss it and it not be a war. Nobody's angry. We're going, okay, we're not crazy. And this is the latest thing with the Wolverines. Are you serious? The dude don't even have a job there anymore. And the NCAA comes back, oh, by the way, if you ever come back, you're going to have to sit out a year. Really?
I mean,
y'all are still doing this?
NCAA has always been weird about that stuff, though.
Yeah, but it's, come on, man. What weird, and ignorant, we've got to decide which we're going to accept and which we're going to rebuke.
I mean, well, look what happened. They took Reggie Bush's Heisman away. Now, I know they gave it back to him just recently, but they took his Heisman away. But Pete Carroll, who was the guy paying him, got to go win a Super Bowl in Seattle, and no one says that's a bad thing that he, you know, they didn't take nothing away from him.
I know.
So
That's the part where, thank goodness we have this forum, that we can at least discuss it. At least it's brought up. And we're not at war with each other. We're not at war. But I think the town hall type debate to where we can at least put things out and discuss it without it being a war. You know, I think that's the one thing that I enjoy about the format. I think this is what we have over television. The television can never, ever touch it. as long as we utilize this the right way, then what we have is untouchable. But we got to take a break right now, or it will be touched. Stay with us. We'll be right back here. Grant Denny, time slot, DOC, and heavy metal here with you on The Fan. 2:49 in the nation's capital. Grant and Danny show. Fellas, well-deserved break in the action. And DOC, metal, pulling it through. And keeping the light on, just in case you come in. Damascus is our next stop here on The Fan. Christopher, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Man, we're having a lot of fun today, man. A lot of fun. Okay. More town hall type, getting people involved.
You're holding
good spirits.
It down.
Well, I have no other choice. I don't know how not to.
But right, I was going to mention the Celtics and that floor that they accused him of, but you remember also,
spots.
Yeah, how about that? Remember there was a game always on the NFL network, or NFL films or whatever, way back when the Patriots at the time ran that little snow plow out in the middle of the field. What was that? Anyway, baseball. Yeah, but that, I don't think that was with the rules, but who knows? I guess if you, I don't know. I also wanted to say something about the command. Do we know if the burgundy matches the colors this year?
I don't know. I'd be speaking out of line. I hope that that's been identified. You know, some people say it doesn't matter, and I go, well, they didn't wear it.
It does.
I would say they didn't wear it. You know, they didn't wear the colors. It'd be like having a different shade of green that should be for the Marines. They know what color shade of green is. The Air Force has a shade of blue. They know exactly what the shade of blue is for the Air Force and the Navy. Oh, everybody knows it is. It is ridiculously arrogant to think that we don't know what the color is that we have been celebrating for years.
Right, and I would think that's one thing. Instead of us focusing, I understand the people about the name, but I think let's at least get the colors right to start with that, and then we can work.
You like to think, but there's nothing easy.
I know. I got faith in the new guys, especially Mint Trails, and I saw that or heard Grant and Denny talk about there's a B-Mitts for the Hall of Fame T-shirts in the off or in the sports shop or wherever that is. But anyway, and then I also remember when I threw out I needed a left field defensive player, so I wanted to give you my other eight real quick. It was Johnny Bench, Keith Hernandez, Roberto Alomar, Omar Vizquel, Brooks Robinson, Roberto Clemente, and in center field I put Devon White, only because I really didn't start watching close till 68, and by then Willie Mays was slowing down a little in center field. But those were the best ones I ever saw. But I could never figure out a left fielder who could actually throw and play defense. And some people said Barry Bonds. You said Dusty. Dave Winfield I wanted to think of, but I don't know if he played enough left field. But anyway, it bothers me sometimes when people say, well, he's the fourth or fifth person to ever do that, or the 10th player, and they never tell you the other one. So I just didn't want to put that out there and not say who I thought of. And those were just guys that I always remember. They were always good reputations. They always were the top of the league in their defensive positions. But I saw them do things that I've really never seen anybody else pretty much do. So that was that. And anyway, thanks for being live and local on Labor Day. And good luck to everybody. Be safe.
Appreciate that, man. That's awesome. Attention to detail. Thank you. Attention to detail. Chris, you hear that? He has attention. That is attention to detail. And that's the beauty about baseball.
I feel baseball fans, you kind of have to, right?
Oh, man, it's the thing I love about the fact that these different sport. For me, if you want to slow yourself down, you know, we talk about the hustle and bustle. And we're always, we're in a hurry for everything. Baseball, in slowing it down and keeping the stats of everything, And just the simplicity of that, all it slows you down. The rest of everything else, we kind of like want to hurry through it. You know, we just kind of find you so you want to get through things as opposed to, you know, just accepting it and enjoying it. I don't know, baseball, man, it got to be good for your blood pressure. Absolutely has to be. How much of it did you play, Metal?
Did I play? I didn't play a ton.
Were you a little league guy?
I played some little league, like real little league when I was like in elementary school.
Okay.
But by the time I was in about high school, I was actually umpiring little league games. So that's what I got into.
You've been behind the plate.
Yeah, they paid me to do it. That's why I started doing that, because I could get paid doing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. I mean,
well, that was the thing. It was like I could go play on a team or I could go, you know, umpire some kids, and they paid me money. So I wanted to make the money. So I'm a hustler.
Well, you're a businessman. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with you. You don't have to. You said that like you were embarrassed.
No.
You should say that with great pride.
So also, like in my family, my little brother was like the one that was like the natural athlete at everything. So, like, you know, he'd pick up a soccer ball and he'd be on the travel soccer team. He'd pick up a baseball bat and he was on the all-star team, like all that stuff. And I was like, okay. I was never like a standout player at anything. I was like, I was okay. I could be on a team, but I wasn't like the leadoff batter or nothing like that on teams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, that's cool.
But, and that's fine. But it also was just kind of like, look, you know, sports aren't that big to me. I was like, if I can find a way to be involved but get paid, that's what I started doing. So,
brother, I like the sound of that.
Yep.
you just rang a bell that I can definitely relate to. Well, passing the baton, my friend. It looks like we're turning up of that leg with the baton out. Are we going to pass this boy to Zion?
He's here.
But does he have his hand out? Is he in the lane, or is he late?
Oh, no, he's ready to rock.
He's ready to rock, huh?
Yeah, just got to make sure his shoes don't break.
Well, that's right, because he puts a lot of pressure on him. Well, you know, he is down, though. He looks good. He looks good. I got to give him credit. He's under three bills. That's a good one. Well, brother, it's always an honor, man. Always fun. And representing Grant Danny, a thrill. And I can't wait to lock in and listen to the youngest, well, no longer, formerly the youngest in charge, take over the movement right here, DOC. It's been fun.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.